It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are amazing. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for listening on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, on Sirius XM, Sirius Channel 375, on a smart speaker. You got one of those? Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Tonight is the NBA Draft. Cooper Flagg has been selected at number one overall. I'm going to tell you some of the other gentlemen who were just selected in the first round. I did share with you a top six list. On our side, we talked about some of the biggest draft busts in NBA history. If you have a player who comes to mind, tell me. 888-710-4ISN. We have so much more to do as we continue on with the show. Of course, at the end, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We just got a lot to do. So if you're on Instagram, I am there. I am at JR Sport Brief. Are you on Facebook? Just scrolling away. I am there at JR Sport Brief. You on X or Twitter or whatever the hell that angry place is called? I am there at JR Sport Brief. I'm not a hard guy to find. And if you want to call me, you can do that as well. I just told you. 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, feel free. Call up. Talk to North America. We're here for one more hour. Anyway, hey, let's take a look at some of the gentlemen who've been selected here in the 2025 NBA Draft. Cooper Flagg goes number one to the Dallas Mavericks. Dylan Harper from Rutgers, he goes number two to the San Antonio Spurs. At number three, the Philadelphia 76ers select V.J. Edgecombe. At number four, Con Knipple. He is on his way to the Charlotte Hornets. That's great. The Duke Blue Devil doesn't have to go far. This is a fun one. Ace Bailey at number five to the Utah Jazz. There were so many conversations about Ace Bailey, you know, kind of dictating and trying to dictate where he goes, doesn't go. He was selected by the Jazz. Didn't see that one coming. And apparently the Utah Jazz have zero plans on trading him. To the Utah Jazz, he goes. The Washington Wizards select another guard in Trey Johnson out of Texas. And Jeremiah Fears from the Sooners, he is now a guard for the New Orleans Pelicans. The Brooklyn Nets are currently on the clock with the number eight overall selection, followed by the Raptors at nine, the Houston Rockets at 10. The Houston Rockets just got this number 10 pick as a part of their trade with the Phoenix Suns for Kevin Durant. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's take a listen to some of the individuals who have been drafted. Of course, not a shock. There were talks and rumors. Oh, my God. Oh, Mavericks might be stupid again. Well, they selected Cooper Flagg. And when Cooper Flagg spoke to ESPN, of course, who did he thank? His family.
I mean, I wouldn't be here without these people right here and all my people back home in Maine. A lot of people up in the box up there, they're here for me, and I wouldn't be here without them. So it just means so much to see everybody here and supporting me.
Well, that's good. I mean, they must have a watch party. They got like 20 watch parties in up in Newport, Maine. Good for him. Maybe he'll build a big old house and support the economy out there. The Brooklyn Nets select Igor Denham, the guard out of BYU with the number eight overall pick here in the first round. The other big name here in the draft, where's he going to go? Where's he not going to go? Why is he working out for nobody? There's a lot of jokes online right now about Ace Bailey, the man who canceled a workout with the 76ers and worked out for nobody. He was selected number five overall by the Utah Jazz. Ace Bailey said throughout this entire process, I just tried to keep a level head And he said he also got some words of advice from Kevin Durant. Listen to this.
I mean, I have a great circle that maintains the outside world while I just focus on the basketball part. So I just thank them every day.
You've gotten props from KD, Giannis. Learned some moves from Giannis. Are you ready to go to Utah and maybe use those moves on Giannis?
Oh, for sure. I got some more stuff for him, too. Yeah, for sure.
All right, okay. Yeah, man, if you end up being half the player Giannis is, that'll be good for you. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'll keep you up to date on the NBA draft as it continues on. Last hour while we were here on the air, I gave you a new top six list. It's what I do every Wednesday. And we took a look at some of the biggest NBA draft busts of all time. I gave you my list. At number six, Sam Bowie. Number five, Adam Morrison. Number four, Kwame Brown. Number three, Greg Oden. Number two, Darko Milicic. And the biggest draft bust in NBA history is someone who was selected number one overall in 2013 and averaged a whopping 4 points over four NBA seasons. It's Anthony Bennett. I have him at number one on my list. When I say draft bust, who comes to your mind? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines and talk to Maris. Maris from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sportbury Show. What's up, Maris?
Hi. Hey, I'm an old Baltimore Bullet fan. And way back when, there used to be a guy, I think he went to either Loyola Chicago or University of Chicago. His name was LaRue Martin. He had to be the worst center, and he was the first. He was the first overall pick. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I have heard of him. I did not see that man play. Outside of people saying that he sucked, that's the most I know. What sucked so bad about him?
He was. I think he's almost 7 foot, but he had two left feet.
Oh boy!
And two broken wrists.
Oh,
he couldn't do anything except jump straight up and down.
Oh boy, he was a pogo stick.
Yes.
Yeah, I think as we know, and a lot of people learn this, there isn't always a correlation going from college to the pros. Like you actually have to be an athlete. I think that's one of the first parts there that people tend to miss. So we'll see. Well, yeah. Thank you, Maris. Appreciate you.
Can I ask you one more question?
You certainly can.
What? I'm an old Baltimore Bullets fan,
yeah.
And I'm trying to follow the Wizards. What are they doing? Every 2 years, they seem to draft players, turn them over. You know, Danny Avia, you go back, they had Kuzma for a while.
You're gonna have to ask Tet Leonsis. I think he has too much money. Okay,
is that it?
I think that's the problem. Well, that and the front office turnover. Let me tell you, Washington has not been relevant since what?
Ever.
Oh, don't say that. I mean, there was some optimism with John Wall when he was drafted out of Kentucky. There's some optimism there. And then he got
him
hurt.
And Beal.
Oh, yeah. But then we know they were too short. They were too small. Wild stuff. And then we got Bradley Beal sitting around on podcast saying he should have his number retired in D.C. I'm like, man, get out of here with that garbage. What a mess. The best player in D.C. ever. Like, Wes Unseld never existed. Maris. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. Appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks.
No doubt. No problem. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When I say draft busts, who comes to your mind? Let's talk to Jason. He's calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Jason, what's up?
Hey, man. When you're talking about draft bust, you got to have Darko as number one. He is probably the worst. I've been a lifelong Pistons fan, and we've had some horrible drafts over the years, but Darko's the worst. To think we could have had Carmelo, and we chose Darko.
Yeah, well, I had Darko number two on my list. Have you heard of Anthony Bennett? Have you seen him?
Yeah, I saw him. But yeah. The hype that Darko had, I don't know if it was just locally, but the hype that Darko right. had, they were calling him the white KG.
Well, I think that might be a little bit local bias. This Darko was not hyped up for nothing. Darko Milicic, yeah. Nobody knew who this guy was when he got drafted. And nobody knew who he was. I wouldn't say that. I have him at number two on my list. I guess in Michigan, he could be a public enemy number one. But at least you selected a guy number one overall. Number two behind LeBron. And you still ended up with a championship. So do you care that Darko sucked?
No, but we could have had Carmelo. And also, honorary mention for draft bust, Killian Hayes. We could have had Halliburton, but we took Killian Hayes.
Yeah. Is Killian even in the league anymore?
No, I don't think so.
He's on the Nets.
Oh,
he was on the Nets and then got cut by the Nets.
Oh, so he's not on a team?
Off and on.
Oh, so, this is not off and on. It's either one or the other. Jason, thank you for calling from Michigan.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Killian Hayes is a bum. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about draft busts. Guys who had big expectations and did not work out in the NBA. Mike is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sportby Show. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. How are you today?
Pretty good. It's rainy good. Up here today, but so be it. Here's one. I think this would qualify as a bust or maybe the worst first day trade. The Bucks selected Dirk Nowitzki with their first round pick. Dallas selected Robert Tractor Trailer with their first round pick, and the Bucks traded Nowitzki for Trailer. swapped first-round picks. So instead of getting Nowitzki, we got stuck with Robert Tractor Trailer. I don't know if you remember him.
I remember Rob. He was big as hell. How could I remember.
Yeah, he was supposed to be he built like a Barkley.
Yeah, you know? But he did stink. He was an average power forward. That's what he ended up being. It's just.
Oh, yeah, below average, but to think that they had Nowitzki and saw more in Robert Tractor Trailer. You got to wonder who in their front office judges talent. That's the way I looked at it.
Well, it sounds crazy to even think about it. That was almost 30 years. Damn, that was almost 30 years ago. Mike.
Geez.
Why are you making me remember this? That sucks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it kind of ages you and me, I guess, a little bit, huh?
Well, yeah. Next thing you know, you'll maybe think about Othella Harrington. You know what I need to do next? I need to do a top six list of fat NBA players, okay?
Oh, that'd be a good list.
Fat NBA players. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Wisconsin.
Hey, yeah, great show. Good job. Thanks.
No problem. Yeah, Oliver Miller, Charles Barkley. But I got to think about, are they fat and good or are they fat and bad? Zion would be on that list. Maybe both of them. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Kevin is calling up from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Kevin, what's up?
What is happening? It's got to be hot in Hot Atlanta, but it is hot in Baltimore.
I think everywhere is hot. 95, 98, 100, 110. Everywhere is hot, man. How you holding up? How'd you keep cool?
I think about Big Baby Davis being fat and sweaty.
Oh, my. You think about why? He's in prison right now. You know that, right?
No. Rob KFC or what happened?
Oh my God. No. He's locked up for insurance fraud. And so he didn't make enough money in the NBA as a player. And so he tried to defraud his fellow players with insurance fraud. What a guy, right?
Oh, terrible. Well,
he could be outside in KFC. Go ahead.
in terms of worst draft picks, Greg Oden. Oh, man. I don't know how he passed the physical with that Benjamin Button disease.
Oh, he had them bad knees. He's aging backwards, right? He looked old. Greg Oden looked elderly when he was drafted. He did.
He made Morgan Freeman look young.
He made LeBron James look young. Yeah, and people always talk about who was selected where. We know that Greg Oden, he coming out of The Ohio State University, he was drafted right before Kevin Durant. And, it's hard knock life for Greg Oden. Hey, thank you, Kevin, for calling from Baltimore. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Hey, you know what? Let's take a listen to Greg Oden, because Greg Oden actually said that he thinks he is the biggest draft bust in NBA history, and then the guy who was selected after him disagreed. Listen to Greg Oden tell it himself.
I'll be remembered as the biggest bust in NBA history.
Well, Kevin Durant says not so fast. When Durant heard about Oden's comments, he told ESPN, "That's nonsense. In order for you to be a bust, you have to actually play and show people that you progressed as a player." He didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, it's spoken as a player. Spoken by me as a guy who just sits down and watches. I don't care if you played or not. If you got selected and you did not work out, use a bust. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I did not think I'd hear the name Robert Tractor Trailer. He had a cool nickname, though. He had a cool-ass nickname. He was on a basketball card, too. Tops. I remember that. Dan is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sportry Show. What's up, Dan?
How you doing?
I'm amazing. Come on, give me a name.
All right. So I mostly people are just calling from their local. It's kind of like a complaint line about their teams being terrible at drafting. I'm going to do the same thing. Longtime Sixers fan. We had two in like 5 years. We had Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz.
Yeah.
I think Markelle Fultz might be worse than the Markelle Fultz. Also, the fact that we traded from the third pick from the Jason Tatum pick up to get him. I think that should be on your list. I think it might be worse than your number one over there. Ooh.
Markelle Fultz?
Markelle Fultz. He was supposed to be the cornerstone of the
hold
franchise.
Hold on, Dan. You think Markelle Fultz is the biggest draft bust in NBA history?
I think he might be. I think it's possible, yeah.
He lost his confidence. He screwed up his shot. Couldn't make a shot. They're worse. They're worse. They're worse, Dan. Well, thank you for calling up, miserable Sixers fan. Appreciate you. I should have asked him if he was one of the guys out here burning Ben Simmons jerseys. The answer probably would have been yes in that regard. The answer probably would have been yes. It's the JR Sportbreeze Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. 888-710-4ISN. Who are some of the biggest draft busts in NBA history? Cooper Flagg selected a number one overall tonight by the Dallas Mavericks. No expectation that he will be a bust. 888-710-4ISN. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We'll take a break. I'll check in on more of your calls. I'll give you an update on tonight's NBA draft. We have so much more to do before we roll out. On the other side, don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we just had a pretty cool selection in tonight's draft. At number 10, the Houston Rockets, who just picked up Kevin Durant, just extended Fred VanVleet, have drafted Kaman Malawak out of Duke. The 7-foot-1 giant with the 20-foot wingspan. You can't make some of this stuff up. That seems like a perfect situation for him. He's going to a team that will compete, that will allow him to grow. It's not going to force him into anything. All he has to go out there and do is what he is already good at. Not a lot of high expectations, but plenty of understanding that he will go out and grow. Pretty awesome. Kaman Malawak coming out of Duke is now a member of the Houston Rockets. At number 9, the Toronto Raptors select Colin Murray-Boyles. At number 8, I told you the Nets took Igor Denham. Jeremiah Fears is a Pelican. Trey Johnson is a Wizard. Ace Bailey is a member of the Utah Jazz. Ace Bailey refusing to work out for anybody, and the Utah Jazz said, we don't care. The Ainge family said, we do not give a damn. We're going to pick you, and you're going to stay here and like it. Con Knipple, he stays in the Carolinas. He is now with the Charlotte Hornets. VJ Edgecombe with the 76ers. Dylan Harper, number two, to the San Antonio Spurs. And, of course, Cooper Flagg selected at number one overall. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's get back to some of your phone calls. We got a lot of people calling up with quite a few draft busts. People are talking about, well, I gave a top six list of NBA draft busts. If you missed it, listen on the free Odyssey app where you can hit rewind. You can listen to the fancy audio and whatnot. I had Anthony Bennett at number one on my list. He was selected number one overall by the Cavs in 2013. He played a whopping 4 years and averaged a whopping 4 points a game. Mike is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. This is Mike. I haven't talked to you a while. I'm the guy from Baltimore that always compliments on your perfect diction, man.
Oh, well, thank you.
How you doing, JR?
I'm terrific, Mike. Good to chat with you. What's up?
Yeah, I commiserate with the guy that was the Baltimore Bullets fan because I was a Baltimore Bullets fan, you know, Wes Unser, Irma Rowe.
Yes.
Alvin Hayes. And we haven't been relevant since when we had Juwan Howard and Chris Webber. And, you know, when they made a little run. Yeah. And you know, like I said, before that, they hadn't been relevant to when they won the championship in 78 and went to the championship again, but didn't win in 79. But my player bust, it's probably before your time. A lot younger than me, but it was a guy, Kenny Green, that the Washington Bullets had. Kenny Green, they selected him above Karl Malone, one pick before Karl Malone.
Man, I never heard of this.
Lake Forest.
He is a real bust. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know every player who's ever played because I do not. I ain't never heard of this man in my life.
Kenny Green was a kind of a star in the ACC.
Okay.
And like I said, the Washington, they took him one pick ahead of Karl Malone. And another one, well, I know you know this guy. This is local. Remember Felipe Rose? I mean, he didn't turn out to be too good either, man.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, man, there's a lot. That's why, you know, our producer, Ryan Botcher, I said, hey, name a random draft. He named 2017. And I went through some of the guys selected, and we got guys who are still around and big contributors like OG Anunoby. And then we got guys who sound like creative players from a video game, you know. So, these dudes, like even the guys getting selected right now tonight, it could be hit or miss. It doesn't matter where you get drafted, you know. So,
we'll see.
Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you, man.
All right, JR. Take care, buddy.
You take it easy. Shout out to Mike from Baltimore. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Knoxville. A little closer to me. Let's talk to Gary. You on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Gary?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind?
Michael Olowokandi.
The Candy Man? Damn.
Was horrible.
What are you? He wasn't hard. What are you, a Clippers fan?
No, not at all.
What did Michael Olowokandi do to you besides be hurt? And
that
slow?
He was drafted when I was growing up, and when he got drafted, it's like you never even heard of the guy. He went to Pacific or something like that, right?
Yeah, I don't remember where he went to school, but I'm not going to say I never heard. I remember when he got drafted to say that you didn't hear about him?
Before he got drafted, no, I'd never heard of him. And that's when I played basketball and watched basketball all the time.
Well, he did get drafted by the Clippers, so, I mean, can we say anything different about that? We know who used to run the team, or own them at least.
Right. Very true.
Damn. Yeah, I haven't heard about the Candy Man in a long time. I'm pretty sure he was very smart. I appreciate Michael Olowokandi. I'm sure he's probably running multiple businesses somewhere, okay?
Oh, I'm sure he is, but his basketball was, no.
Yeah, he's a basketball bust and successful in business somewhere. Well, thank you, Gary. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, man.
No doubt about it. Damn, he threw it. Hey, Michael Olowokandi, the Candy Man. I remember he got drafted. I'm like, damn, that's a big dude. Standing over there next to David Stern at that point. I'm like, damn, that's a big guy. He was slow. He was heavy, had a little bit of touch, didn't have a lot of coordination. It's like the Clippers were like, oh, my God, we can get our version of Shaq. No. It's like buying Shaq at Temu. It's not going to work. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Lee is here from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sportbrief Show. Lee, what's up?
Hey, JR. What about Sean Bradley?
Whoa. Hold on. Are you Lee, are you calling me from a fish tank? Where the hell are you?
No, actually, my headset's not working too well. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, his headset sucks, but go ahead.
But no, Sean Bradley.
Oh, Sean Bradley? He was 7'6". What do you want from him besides being a cartoon character?
Yeah, he couldn't, but he didn't know he was a bust. He should have been everything, but he was nothing.
All right. Well, what did you want from him? You expected him to block shots and rebound. What else did you want from that man?
Well, he could have just walked up to the bucket and just put it in without even having to jump. He didn't live up to the hype, in my opinion.
All right. All right, Lee. Well, Lee, thank you for calling. I'm just, the phone is not all that good today. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that, JR.
It's okay, Lee. I'll talk to you next time, okay? Oh, damn. Something beeping in the back. I don't know what the hell. He's getting abducted by aliens. They heard his phone and decided to take him away. Well, thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. We appreciate you. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Al is here from Green Bay, former home of You Know Who. Al, you're on the JR Sportbrief Show. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Oh, my God. It's going great. How are you?
Good. Hey, you remember Indiana Hoosiers, Kent Benson?
Wait. From when? What decade was this?
77, number one overall pick for the Bucks.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. And what happened? He sucked bad?
Oh, yeah, his first game, regular season, Kareem put him out.
Oh, Whoa! What do you mean Kareem put him out? Like
right hand to the face. You should YouTube it.
Oh my God. Oh damn. And so what happened? He put him out, and did his career suck because he got punched by Kareem?
Pretty much. He never was the same after that. He was the first overall pick in the 77 draft, but the Bucks had the third overall pick also. They kind of made up for it, and they picked Marcus Johnson.
Well, damn, man.
But go ahead and YouTube up that Kent Benson, Kareem Jabbar, 1977.
Well, I am, Al. Hey, listen, I like people getting punched in the face as long as it's not me, so I'll take a look.
Oh, it was a sucker punch.
Oh, damn. Well, that's one way to end somebody's career now, isn't it? I'm going to take a look.
All right. You have a good night.
You as well, Al. Thank you for calling from Green Bay. Rudy's here from Tennessee. You're on the JR Sportbrief Show. Rudy, what's up?
Hey, JR. Good show. What about Thanks. Sean May, 05, North Carolina?
He was
beat
too,
Illinois.
He was too short. He was. Don't you think he was too short for the NBA?
He was kind of a power center, if there is such a thing. I may have made a new position.
I think he was... Yeah, but I don't think Sean May was bigger than – he was below 6'8". And he didn't have – he wasn't vertical.
No,
oh
he was –
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. He was
6'9".
Yeah, wow, damn.
Yeah, he was 6'9", about 260. He was straight through. In that championship game against the University of Illinois, he barreled his way through the game, and we lost James Augustine and Jack Ingram quick.
Yes.
And it was – terrible how the – I mean, you know, I'm an Illinois fan. That's where I'm originally from. And we just had a fiddle of that thing. And yet, because Roy Williams was still coaching them, we had a chance to win.
I see he's still – and this is where I see him now. He's on the sidelines over at North Carolina.
Sean May is?
Yes. He was not – he was 6'9". I don't think he was athletic enough for the NBA.
Yeah.
He was – He could bully people around in college, and he had a shot, but I don't think he was fast enough when he got to the league.
Yeah, when he got the NBA, it's 8 above. He's way quicker than he was. But, boy, he sure threw his weight around, pardon the pun, there.
Listen, it's one thing to physically take advantage of, you know, other people in college. But when you get to the league and people are just as big or stronger or faster than you or can outjump you, yeah, that can be a massive problem. Hey, Rudy, thank you for calling from Tennessee.
Hey, haven't
talked about Sean Mann forever, probably ever. Damn. Marco, when I say draft bust, who comes to your mind?
Kwame Brown.
Damn. He's going to punch you. He's going to find you now.
Okay. Yeah, probably. But, I mean, honestly, when you say draft bust in the NBA, isn't that almost like fish in a barrel? I mean, there's a million guys that went early or in the top 15. Because the NBA draft, after like six, we're like, who the hell is this guy? So it just kind of feels like every year there's busts all over the place.
I had Anthony Bennett number one.
Okay.
I had Kwame Brown was number three. Darko was number two.
Yeah, I mean, Greg Oden never got his career off the ground because he was hurt all the time. There's a bunch of guys, man.
I had Greg Oden at three, Kwame Brown at four, Adam Morrison at five, and Sam Bowie at six.
Yeah.
That's my six.
I mean, look, there's a couple guys that got hurt, so you never know. But, yeah, I mean, there's every year it feels like, though.
I just want to see if Zion is going to end up being a bust.
It'll be tough to put on that list because those guys really did absolutely nothing. But compared to the hype, yeah.
He could be. Yeah, he could be.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of ate himself out of what he was supposed to be. Let's be fair.
I'm giving Zion 2 years before I start calling him a fat bust.
You're probably being generous because you could already start talking about it. He was supposed to take the lead by storm. He was supposed to be mini Shaq. What the hell happened?
We got to see what happens this year. Besides Twinkies and gumbo and women. Can I call them women, Marco? Is that okay? Women, right?
Ladies, yes. Ladies. Women, sure. Uber Eats and the ladies. That's a problem for
Uber
Zion.
Uber Eats, Zion has a problem with things happening after midnight. Let's put it that way, okay? He's busy. I didn't know you could Uber Eats. Never mind, Marco. I'm going to leave this all alone.
I don't know. Can you Uber Eats OnlyFans? Can you do that? You allowed? No?
No? I don't know.
Is that a Grubhub?
I don't know. Zion has the funds to do it, so, I mean, you could Uber Eats anything, I guess, right?
It's seamless.
Oh, okay. Why do that in Louisiana? Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Marco, you're stupid. It's time for a news flash with Marco Pelletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. NBA draft continues on. Kaman Malawak, number 10 to the Rockets, and number 11, Cedric Coward, goes to the Blazers. Noah Essenge from France goes to the Bulls. And I like this one. Derek Queen is coming here to the Atlanta Hawks. We saw that big shot that he made for the Maryland Terps as they went on their March Madness run. Derek Queen, he got moved.
Yeah, he was traded for the first from the Pelicans and their next year first.
Oh, terrific. Absolutely amazing. And then we have a big man who was moved as well. Mark Williams has finally been traded, huh?
Yeah, to the Suns, who now both have Nick Richards and Mark Williams, who played on the same team on the Hornets last year.
Oh, great. Terrific. At least hopefully this trade goes through and this one isn't rejected. Let's wait until the Suns take a look at his physical. We'll see what takes place. Anyway, it's the end of the show. You know what that means? It's time for us to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is June 25th. It is 2025. But if we go back in time, June 25th, 1988, the Baltimore Orioles were taking on the Boston Red Sox. They lost 10-3. But Cal Ripken Jr., he played in his 1,000th consecutive game. At the time, Cal Ripken was the sixth man to achieve this feat. We know where he ultimately ended up. Cal Ripken Jr. would go on to play in 2,632 consecutive games from 1982 to 1988. Take a listen to Cal Ripken tell you about the closest time he was to ending the streak.
Well, I hurt my knee in a brawl with the Seattle Mariners. They charged the mound. They charged Mussina. Bill Hasselman charged Mussina. I came in to help him to see if he needed any help. And then I turned my attention to the whole Seattle Mariners dugout. I thought I could stop them. Ended up on my back, twisted my knee in that brawl. And the next morning, I started to get out of bed, and I didn't think I could walk. Wow. And so I was so concerned, I called my mom. My mom came over 45 minutes later. I said, I don't think I'll be able to play tonight. But as luck would have it, I stretched it out. I worked through it. And tested out and then played and got through it.
Yeah, rub some dirt on it. That's probably what his mom said. Shout-outs to Cal Ripken Jr. And shout-outs to Mike Mussina, underrated baseball player. Love watching Mike Mussina. Hey, how about this? June 25th, 1999. The San Antonio Spurs? Yeah, they whooped the Knicks. The Knicks had no chance in the NBA Finals. In the final game, Game 5, they won 78-77. Tim Duncan, 31 points. This man got busy. Listen to Tim Duncan talk to ESPN about winning a title in his second year.
It really is, though. It's just a great feeling, not only for myself, but some of the guys around here, AJ, Sean, and Dave, who worked so hard to get here and spent so many years trying to get to this point, and just to get it done for them.
Damn, that's from 1999. 1999 audio ain't sound like that, damn it. Came from a VCR. I know it did. I heard it. Here we go. June 25th, 2013, UCLA, it won its first national championship in, not basketball, of course not, baseball. They beat Mississippi State 8-0. Hey, listen to their coach, John Savage, talk about his team getting a job done.
You know, anybody that saw this couple weeks, I think, should feel that way. You know, I mean, we won 2 2-1 games. We won a 3-1 game. We won a 8-0 game. So we played complete baseball. And I think that at the end of the day, that was the difference with us and all the rest of the teams.
June 25th, 2017, Jordan Spieth. He said, man, I'm going to dominate. That's what he did at the Travelers Championship. Okay, the two-time major champion. He holed out from 60 feet for birdie on the first hole of a playoff with Daniel Berger. At the TPC River Highlands. He was 23 years old at the time and joined Tiger Woods as the only two PGA Tour players with 10 victories in the era since World War II. Take a listen to Jordan Spieth hit this bunker shot to win the Travelers Championship.
Right at it. Right at it! Home!
Jordan
He's
Spieth.
Done it again! Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Unbelievable.
Add that one to the list.
My
the Azinger
goodness.
Chip in, the Olin Brown chip in we spoke of. And
the long putt.
By Nota Begay and all these crazy things that have happened here. And that might just top them all.
Damn. That was in 2017. Time just keeps on a flying. It does. Hey, how about this one? A little bit more recent, a little bit. June 25th, 2021, Aaron Nola, he tied Tom Seaver's 51-year-old Major League Baseball record by striking out 10 straight guys in a loss to the Mets 2-1. Listen to this, SNY.
2-2 coming. And Conforto strikes out, and 51 years later, Aaron Nola ties Tom Seaver's record by striking out 10 consecutive Mets. Record set in Flushing, record tied a few hundred yards away in Flushing.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Tom Seaver, former New York Met. And there you have it, a few things that took place this day in sports history. I mean, until today, it looked like the New York Mets has been striking out all the damn time. As it stands right now, they're basically closing out the Braves 7-3. The New York Mets, their bats have been quiet. They have been anemic. Okay? What a show. What a fun show. Took a look at some draft busts. Took a look at the guys who got drafted today. Of course, Cooper Flagg going number one. Dylan Harper, number two. Keep on rolling. Vijay Edgecombe is now a Sixer. Con Knipple is now a Hornet. And Ace Bailey, who didn't want to work out for anybody, ended up in Utah. Great punishment if he didn't want to go there. Okay? Anyway, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you've missed a minute or a second of the show. Thank you so much to our producer holding things down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you as well to our guests who came through to chat with us about the draft, Tomer Azarli. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Please be safe, be well, be amazing. Don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler is coming up next here on the Infinity Sports Network.